At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
8 days ago at Anfield.
Wonderful save there. Alan McGregor is the hero.
Alan McGregor stepped up yet again. Tonight, the Battle of Britain Part 2. With the backing of a full house at Ibrox.
Rangers saluting the fans.
Can Rangers start to turn things around in Group A?
What a strike! What a night!
Rangers versus Liverpool. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on another huge night of Champions League football. It's Battle of Britain time as Liverpool come to take on Rangers at Ibrox. Celtic are out of the running for Champions League progression with two games to spare after missed chances and another defeat to RB Leipzig. And VAR is coming to Scottish football as early as next week with Hibs against St Johnstone first up. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight is Cammy Bell and Marvin Bartley.
Yep, massive, massive night for football, Gordon. Liverpool, obviously, the defeat against Arsenal at the weekend, coming to Ibrox, the amount of teams that come there in Europe and talk about the atmosphere. I think the Rangers fans will be right behind them. I think the players will be believing. I think Gio will say, let's take the game to them. They're fragile at this moment in time. Not a more perfect time to play them. Obviously, yesterday we saw Celtic bow out of the Champions League, unfortunately. They weren't as clinical as they probably should have been in the final third. But listen, hopefully Rangers can keep the flag flying in the Champions League.
Yeah, I mean, Cammy, when you envisage one of our Scottish clubs going into the Champions League group stage, this is the kind of night you've got in mind. A European footballing superpower and one from just down the road as well, which adds its own spice to it. It should be an absolute cracker at Ibrox.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night at Ibrox. And I think Ibrox are going to play a huge part tonight, or the outcome of the game. The Rangers players need to perform. Last week I felt as if in certain areas they let themselves down. They didn't have a game plan of going and actually threatening Liverpool, so they need to change that tonight. They need to be more attacking minded and put this Liverpool defence under pressure.
0141 951 1025. Get in touch and let us know what is on your mind. We are here from now right through until 11 o'clock so we can build up to the game at Ibrox. We'll take you through the action and then the chance for you to have your say on the open line when it's all said and done. And I must be honest, I can't remember a midweek or many midweeks as busy as this, because not only have we got Rangers and Liverpool to take care of course we will reflect on another defeat for Celtic. It was a similar story to previous games. Missed chances, a defeat, and now Champions League progression is out of the question. Third place at best, and even at that will still be a bit of a challenge. Scotland's women, they had the World Cup qualification in their sights last night. They fell at the final hurdle. There was a victory for Dundee United against Hibs in the Scottish Premiership. Oh, and the small matter of VAR coming to Scottish football earlier than planned, as early as next week. So come on, get your thoughts in. 0141 951 1025. As we always do on these big match nights, it's great to hear from you if you're off to the game. That lets us feel like we're part of it. Like we're stuck in here until 11 o'clock. Imagine needing to stand and listen to Marvin Bartley until 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night. That's the reality of it. But we want to feel part of it. We want to share it with you. So if you're on your way down to the game, I'm sure you are already en route to Ibrox, why not give us a call? Let us know how you're feeling. Big games in the Champions League don't come much bigger than this. So what about the size of the occasion? And the big questions about who should play. Does Morelos continue again in the Champions League, or is it just time that Colak has to retain his place? Does Ryan Kent come back into the starting 11? Has Fashion Sakala played his way in? Leon King pass mark certainly at Anfield last week. Back three, what do Rangers do tonight? So all the usual pre-match questions get them into us right now. 0141 951 1025 or Twitter at Clyde SSB. So Ibrox tonight, Celtic Park last night, Scotland Women, the Scottish Premiership, whatever you want, come on down. 0141 951 1025. And whilst you get your calls in, let's go to Ibrox and get some early build up with Gabriel.
It's a huge night for Rangers, Gordon. No points so far, no goals so far. But Giovanni Van Bronckhorst says this is the day it can all change. A match between two of the biggest clubs in the UK as Liverpool come to Glasgow. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst promised to adapt his tactics from last week's defensive game plan and to play more on the front foot. He says he's going to really go for Liverpool in the opening 10 minutes, harnessing a rocking atmosphere here at Ibrox. The Dutchman also claims his side need a result here if they do want to still be playing European football in the new year, which at the moment is far more likely to be the Europa League than the Champions League. And after the highs of reaching the group stage 2 months ago with that brilliant win over PSV, it's been a tough reality check. But the fans here are just desperate for a moment, whether it be a big goal or a huge result. And tonight is the perfect night to give them it. Despite their European woes, Rangers have won three of their last four games. And a lot of that can be put down to the clinical finishing of Antonio Colak. He's got 13 already this season, six in his last four. Is tonight the night that Van Bronckhorst gives the Croatian the nod to lead the line over Alfredo Morelos? That is the big question amongst the media pack here, all the fans on the way to the game. Also, don't be surprised to see Ryan Kent come back in after he was dropped at the weekend. He, of course, is one of Rangers' biggest players. And if Van Bronckhorst does go for a five at the back, we could see Leon King come back into the defence. Rangers take on a Liverpool team that are winless on the road this season after five matches. Last week's 2-0 victory at Anfield was more comfortable for the Reds than the scoreline suggests. But they did require two set pieces to breach the Jers' backline after an inspired Al McGregor in the Rangers' goal. Hearing from Jurgen Klopp yesterday, he says his team must keep fighting, keep battling, despite poor form and injury concerns. Trent Alexander-Arnold and Luis Diaz are both added to the injury list after Sunday's loss to Arsenal. Klopp also said he can't wait to experience the Ibrox atmosphere. He's never been here before. I, for one, can't wait to experience it either.
You're very lucky. You will get to experience it, and so will 50,000 or so of you heading along tonight. So why not get in touch? Give us a call right now if you're on your way to the game. We'd love to hear from you. Football does crazy things to people, because this time last week we were reflecting on a really comfortable night for Liverpool, but I still sense a feeling of optimism. I'm sure some Rangers fans do think a result is doable tonight. Who should play, as Gabriel says? Is Colak the man? Morelos, both? Ryan Kent, Fashion Sakala, Leon King? All of the above and more. Let's hear from you right now, please. 01419511025. As we said to Cammy, Marvin, Champions League games, if you're a Scottish club, it doesn't get much better than this, occasion-wise, does it?
No, it definitely doesn't. And, you know, like Gabriel said there, there'll be so many fans looking forward to this game, you know, looking to go to the stadium. Gio's promised them to be on the front foot, which interests me. I wonder if he will go with two strikers today. I think, you know, how fragile Liverpool have been at the back. I think, you know, it could allude to them playing two strikers today for maybe for the first time. A lot of Rangers fans have called for it. I think, you know, the five at the back dealt with Liverpool relatively well last week. I just think they needed more at the top end, and that could come today. And that would really show, you know, real signs of intention from Rangers. You know, if you're going to go out of the Champions League, you might as well go out on your shield and, you know, go and attack Liverpool, because there'd be nothing worse than sitting off the game, losing 1-0, and you're out anyway.
01419511025. That is the number you need, so come on down. Twitter as well, at Clyde SSB. Andy in West Lothian is going to kick things off tonight. How do you feel, Andy? Are you excited?
Yes, very excited. As per normal, have been for many, many years excited when it comes to European nights. Fancy our chances strongly tonight. Some people may disagree, but I fancy your chances strongly. I think team tonight, I think Kent will be back in. I think Sakala will play through the middle. Colak through the middle and Sakala on the right. The back four picks itself, I think Davis will be in, and basically on King. Mm-hmm. Midfield's my wee doubt. I'm basically going for Arfield. Arfield, Lundstrom, and Ryan Jack.
Yeah, right, Cammy, that's going to be the thing going through every Rangers fan's mind going to the game. The occasion's brilliant. Who's going to play? Because it's pretty tough to guess Rangers team selection at the moment. Start with the big one up the top then. Colak, can you possibly leave him out again?
For me, no. I think he needs to play. I think his game's progressed as well. I think he's starting to bring the players into the game as well as scoring so many goals that he has done. And listen, the form that he's on, you need to play him. He's a goal scorer for Rangers. He scored so many goals at Ibrox as well. And this Liverpool defence is fragile. They concede a lot of goals. So I think when they see his name on the team sheet, they know he's got this goal scoring talent about him. So for me, he's got to play. The rest of the team, the midfield's probably the hard one. I think, will they go five at the back or four at the back? I think they might go four. And again, I think Kent will come back in. I'm unsure about the rest. It's a difficult one. It is a really difficult one.
Has there been a shift, Marvin? Because you know you're on this show most weeks, and in the build up to last week's Liverpool game, just 1 week ago, every single caller we had on from a Rangers persuasion said, yes, Colak's been great, but Morelos is the right call. Has 1 week changed that?
Potentially. I think, you know, scoring goals always changes people's minds. And as Cammy alluded to there, you know, he's a striker that's got, he's full of confidence. So right now he'll feel that he can go up against Van Dijk and whoever his centre-back partnership is, partner is today, and score goals. And that's a massive, massive thing for an attacking player. I would play both of them. I really, really would. I'd play both of them. I'd go for it. I'd play Lundstrom and probably Arfield as the two. I'll play Kent in the 10 and I'll play both of them up front. I'll go 3-5-2 and really go after Liverpool, because I think they're missing Trent Alexander, they're missing Robertson. You know, they're two flying
fullbacks.
Robertson's
meant to be fit, but whether he plays or not, they play Man City at the weekend.
That's
what I mean.
It's a massive game for him to come back into today. I'm going with two strikers and, you know, putting Liverpool under pressure and trying to score goals.
I think you do need to put them under pressure. Mm. I think it's the right thing to do, the right call for Gio to go and press them and make it difficult for Liverpool. Last week was far too easy.
Well, he have shifted his mindset. So if you look at the last, what will that be, four games, it's gone, you know, Morelos, Colak, Colak, Morelos, Colak. And every time Colak's played in that run, he's scored a double. But the ones that Morelos has started has been the Champions League games. And everyone said it last week, yeah, but it's because of the way he plays and he can occupy defenders and he'll give them a tougher time and he's better at holding the ball up. Is that now not as important then as the fact that this guy, Colak's red hot in front of goal?
I think Colak's, as I said before, progressing his game as well. So I think he's starting to learn to bring other players into the game and how to play with them. Again, you looked at his goal on Saturday, he's laying it off and he's anticipating the ball hitting the post and he's in there first. So he's right on his straight off his heels and straight for the goal. So I just think he's got so much more than the goal scoring that he's bringing to Rangers at the moment. So I just see why, how you can't, I don't know how you can leave him out of the team, to be honest.
Mm. Andy, where does the optimism come from? Because it was a 2-0 scoreline, obviously, last week, which is close enough. But it was obviously, you know, it was a tough night at the office. Is it the Ibrox factor? Why a week on are you so confident of overturning that?
Yeah, so the Ibrox factor definitely comes into it. I don't know what to say, give a damn, but I've just said it. I didn't give a damn who comes to Ibrox. When they experience that strong, that shout at Ibrox, I don't think you'll get it anywhere else in the world, to be quite honest with you. I think we've got one of the most fervent groups of fans that are anywhere in the world, and that'll bring our team, that'll rise our team to the occasion.
It definitely helps. Marvin and Cammy, you've experienced it to an extent. We'll get on to Celtic in a minute, but mm-hmm. I suppose what it shows is we always celebrate the famous atmosphere Glasgow creates. It doesn't give you guarantees, it gives you a help, but you know, if you are comparing to Celtic, it won't put the ball in the net for you, but can it help? Where does it help then? Is it about maybe setting the tone or going in the front foot?
Yeah, I think it definitely sets the tone. I think also it does to the opposition. You know, these Liverpool fans and players coming in to Ibrox, the players could freeze, and you have to take advantage
of
that.
Even players of that,
of course,
like caliber.
You see players all around the world talking about this atmosphere. Players who've played absolutely everywhere else come to Scotland, come to Ibrox, and talk about the atmosphere. Mm. Look at during the run last season, the place was shaking.
No, I'm sure they talk about it, but I wonder if they freeze.
No, you can freeze. 100% you can freeze, because you're not used to it. And also, they're not in a good place. If Liverpool or Manchester City at this moment in time, top of the league, flying, don't care about atmospheres, they're looking at any chink in the Liverpool armour that you can exploit today. As Rangers players, you're going to try and do it. And one for sure is the atmosphere and the fans.
I see, but that's because Marvin's an Arsenal man, so he's still celebrating from the weekend. He thinks I'm daft. I can see right through it. Thank you to Andy. Enjoy the game. What about Jim in Rutherglen? How would you sum up your optimism levels, Jim?
Yeah, I'm actually really, well, not really confident, that's a lie, but I'm fairly confident that we'll take something tonight if we're brave enough. And when you're talking about the Morelos Čolak situation, I think in so far he's just been playing the tried and tested, and what they've done based on reputation, Kent you can bring into that bracket as well, but Čolak's got to start tonight. He's got to start, and I think Sakala, and I think he'll play Kent alongside him, but I think we'll get at least a draw.
Well, do you know what? I think, let me just double check. Last I checked, Napoli were beating Ajax 2-0 already. Yeah. They are romping this group. So there's a scenario there where, I mean, one step at a time, even third place is all right for our clubs. You know, you drop into Ajax having played four, will only be on 3 points by the looks of it. So, I mean, Cammy, that is not beyond Rangers yet. Need to get something tonight, though.
Yeah, listen, let's one step at a time, as you say, because it's tonight's a huge match, and it's a big question mark for Rangers tonight. I feel as if there is the opportunity, but they need to take the game to Liverpool again. As we've just spoke about, the crowd play a huge part. I think the first 10-15 minutes is really, really important. Rangers go after them, make it really difficult, make that environment of Ibrox really uncomfortable for Liverpool, because as Marv said, they're not in a good place at the moment. The players could freeze, the low in confidence, so yeah, I think it's really, really important that Rangers go right after them, make it difficult, press high, and try and take the ball off them high up the pitch, because they didn't do that last week. They just sat back and invited pressure after pressure, had to rely on Alan McGregor to make save after save to stay in the game.
Jim, talk to me about Ryan Kent again. When you said, you know, having maybe previously been played on reputation, do you, what does that mean? Do you expect him to play tonight or continue on the bench?
I'm just meaning that he's been picked in the big matches this season, basically what he did on in big games last season.
Will that be the same tonight though? You think he'll play?
I do think he'll play. I do. It's the environment that he should thrive in, and I mean, it's hard for a winger, because it's either you either go by the guy or you don't go by the guy, so it's as blatant as that. But I would play him with Sakala and Čolak tonight. I would.
What do you think, Cammy? Is that the most likely? Marvin's thrown in, he personally wouldn't mind seeing Čolak and Morelos. Do you think it will be one of them? Will Kent play in a Sakala, the other one?
I'd love to see the two of them up front. I don't know if Gio's brave enough to do it tonight. I would love for him to do it, because I think that is the right thing to do and put Liverpool under a huge amount of pressure. But I probably think it will be Kent and Sakala's came on to a game, looks as if he's hungry again for it. But Kent needs to turn up. For me, he's too inconsistent. Jim's right, these are the games that he should be thriving on, and these are the games that should be making him, because at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure Ryan Kent will want to move down to the English Premier League at one point, but he needs to do it in these games if he wants to progress his career.
Cheers, Jim. 01419511025. Look, we're here until 11 o'clock, so don't worry, there is plenty of time and then some to look back on Celtic's defeat against RB Leipzig last night. So Celtic fans, you've had the chance to sleep on it. Maybe it kept you up, I don't know, but you've had the chance to maybe see some of it back, have a think about it. How do you look back on it now? And we have, of course, will continue building up at Ibrox, because we won't be far away from team news as well. So either way, 01419511025, and we'll try and get you on next.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Versus Liverpool.
Destiny has called on Rangers.
Liverpool supporters erupt again.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Building up to kick off at Ibrox, Rangers Liverpool not too far away, and what's definitely not far away will be team news. We've still got time to speculate a bit, and then Gabriel will give us the answers from Ibrox. Celtic fans, don't think you're off the hook. It was a tough night, we need to go over it. That's the way it works. So where did it go wrong on the night, and what about the overall picture? 01419511025. David is a Rangers fan on the line. David, what are you thinking tonight then?
Looking forward to it. It's a big match buzz, isn't it? They're always going to happen, but
I think we're in a good position. I hope we go for it. I really do. I hope Sakala plays. I hope Jack's in there. And I hope the big man gets a nod call like up front. I think it's very similar to Boyd, isn't it, when Boyd was at Rangers. He was getting the nod in the big games. He was scoring the goals in the league. But I think we should go with him tonight and see what happens. Get in amongst it. Atmosphere will be amazing. Place will be absolutely bouncing. Let's do it.
The problem, I'm not sure that's the right word, but the guy that's in the equation alongside Čolak, that's what causes the problem, though. It's Alfredo Morelos. If it was anybody else, you wouldn't be having this discussion. A guy that scores multiple goals every time he seems to play for Rangers, it would not be a discussion. But it's the guy that's Rangers' top all-time top European goal scorer, who's put in some memorable performances on these big nights. That's what creates a debate.
Yeah, 100%. That is nail on the head. You've hit it there, and that's why I'm play both of them. Play both, as David said. Of every fan who's
do you
so
think
far,
that's likely though? I get. Yeah. It's your desire, and Gio has shown in his comments that he's maybe a bit more open to it now than he was. If you sort of read between the lines, can you honestly see it? I know you say you want to, but can you honestly see it?
I could if they go over back three. I genuinely could, because as I said, you know, I think they'll look back on the Liverpool game and say we didn't defend too badly. Two set plays that cost us in that game.
Liverpool had a lot of chances though, didn't they?
Yeah, I know, but you have to look at the facts. And then you're thinking, right, if Liverpool do come to Ibrox, don't let them get a foot in the game like they did last week at Anfield. They let Liverpool play their way into the game, build their confidence. Don't let that happen. Mm-hmm. The best way to press high is with two strikers. There's no doubt about it. And listen, if you lose a ball, one you have to drop in. And I put Ryan Kent in the tent behind him, said, just go and float and get on the ball. Go and create for us. I really think that Rangers can take something from the game. If they're positive today, they can do it.
It is interesting, Cammy, because again, we'll get back to Celtic and this always, the debate we always have about whether you go for it, do you leave yourself open, do you be hard to beat. Did last week show that just sort of trying to hang in there, it's unlikely to be enough, because you've even taken a really inspired performance from Alan McGregor, you've still lost 2-0, and it was always really going to be a nil. Yeah, Rangers had some sniffs towards the end, but is that, was last week a good lesson in that respect?
Yeah, it probably was. It's a long time, 90 minutes to hang in and just sit in and soak up pressure against such a quality side. And as Marv says, allow them to build their confidence when they are low in confidence. But listen, you allow them to make some passes, play the ball forward with no pressure on it. You make it easy for Liverpool. So I think tonight they need to change their mindset. They need to go after Liverpool, press high, make it difficult, be right in their faces, don't give them any time on the ball. So they need to learn from last week. Alan McGregor tonight, for me, will still have to make big saves, and he will do it. But I think Rangers need to offer that threat going forward. They can't just, again, sit in for 90 minutes, which they're not going to do, because Gio said that. But I felt as if the tactics were wrong last week for where Liverpool are at this moment in time. Listen, see if it had been 2 years ago where Liverpool are unbelievable and were blowing everyone away, I'd have understood it a little bit more. But at this moment in time, Liverpool aren't the same team.
Yeah, this Ibrox factor must be magical for you, David, to put so much belief in it, because if you knew nothing about Ibrox, if you were just a neutral that watched that game last week in Anfield, you would be surprised to hear Rangers fans so confident about winning the game in a week's time. So is it all about Ibrox? What's changed since last week that you think the game can be so different?
I think home advantage is important. I think how we finished the game last week, we get in with a bit of pace with Sakala and Matondo on the left and right. They got right in amongst it, and it was different. I think the crowd early getting in there, a couple of good challenges with Lundstrom. I mean, it lifts it. It certainly lifts the players. And I know the Premiership's the biggest league in the world down there, but I don't think the atmosphere's anything like Ibrox, Parkhead, Tynecastle and stuff like that. It's so much better, so intimidating. So I think it does play into our hands tonight, and hopefully we can get a result.
When Fashion Sakala started against St Mirren at the weekend, Marvin, it was the first game he started for Rangers since August, and that one was against Queen of the South. So if you go back before that, has he gone from way, way out of the picture to starting a game against Liverpool in the Champions League tonight?
Most definitely, and you score a goal and you get an assist. He's impacted the games when he's been coming on of recent as well. He earned his, you know, starting place against St Mirren. He took it, in my eyes. So if he was to start, say, nobody could have an argument. He offers something totally different. You know, pacing behind, willing to run in behind. Doesn't give a fullback a moment's peace. You know, at times I know people question his quality when he does go down the line in terms of his crossing ability. But I think what he offers you going in behind is massive. And, you know, any other given day probably starts for me if I was a manager. But I just think today, you know, I want to go. I want to see two strikers going. I'm desperate for it. I want the teams to come out.
Yeah, we won't be far away. Do you feel like we can't ever really predict Rangers at the moment, Cammy? Just, you know, go through game by game. That is summed up by Morelos and Colak when it's, you know, changing between the two. As I said there, Sakala is now in pretty much everyone's team to play tonight. He's not a guy that plays from the start for Rangers, but apparently he's going to tonight, as far as everyone else is concerned. That's before you even get to guys like, well, again, Matondo would be a not a bad example. You know, someone like Malik Tillman, who did play such a big part, and now no one's suggesting that he plays games. So can that be a problem? Does Gio know his best team at the moment?
But is that a question because these other guys aren't performing at the top level? I would probably say so. I don't think any of them guys you've just named there are really hitting the heights. Sakala, at the start of the season, I remember I was doing, I was at the Queen of Self game, and for me, he gave the ball away. Queen of Self actually scored their goal from that.
And,
fans were on his back and saying he'll never play for Rangers. But it just shows you a little bit of confidence. He's been given that opportunity to go on at Anfield last week. It's given him the little bit, bit between his teeth again that he wants to get involved. He's took that opportunity. And for me, he's probably the one that looks most in form at this moment in time. Kent, again, I don't think Kent does it enough, often enough. I want to see him play tonight because these are the moments that he really needs to produce if he wants to go to the next level, if he wants to become a top Rangers player. He needs to produce it much, much more consistently.
Yeah, well, both the guys in here have definitely got Colak in their team. Marvin's got Morelos as well. They've both got Kent in there. What else are you expecting? Thank you very much to David. Now, do you know what I've noticed about these big Champions League games? Because everybody must be in the car, or they're heading along, they're looking forward to the big games. We're getting a lot of youngsters on the phone. This might be their first experience, a big Champions League night, and they're loving it, they're looking forward to it. So Lewis is on the line, he's from Rutherglen. How's it going to go tonight, Lewis?
I think it'll be good. I think we have a chance of winning.
Who's going to play up front, Colak, Morelos, or both?
Colak, I think we should play.
Have you been how impressed have you been with him since he signed?
I think he's a very good striker. He's deadly in the box, and he's scoring good goals.
He certainly is. I'm quite fascinated by the analysis of him, Marvin. Sometimes it's easy to generalise. Previous caller said it's a bit like, you know, Chris Boyd, and you keep hearing people saying that he's sort of just a penalty box striker. Is that accurate, or are people overlooking the other stuff he does? Or
we get so caught up on speaking about what people can't do, or they can only do this. He scores goals. He's a centre forward who scores goals, who's full of confidence. That's where he has to play. I think he can do other things. But in the box, as you know, as Lewis just said there, his composure is unbelievable. You know, and he, as I said, he has that confidence. And chances today might be few and far between, and that's why he needs to be playing in the game. But he definitely has more to his game than, you know, just being in the penalty box. And he's getting better by the week. He's getting more used to his teammates. And for me, he's hit the ground running massively. He's only recently came into Rangers Football Club. And look at the goals he scored already in the league. So hopefully he can continue that today. But now Lewis put it very well there.
What do you make of him in terms of, you know, stylistically? Because that seems to be the debate, rightly or wrongly. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst and a lot of Rangers fans, up until now, have seen something that they don't think will click at this level and have gone for Morelos instead.
Yeah, again, I think it's Morelos is more, at this moment in time, a defensive striker. Again, he'll probably get you up the pitch. He uses his body well and wins your free kicks. But again, you can't overlook Colak's form at the moment. And for me, he does do a lot more. He links up play well. He's starting to, as Marv says, know his teammates, know exactly what they're looking for and where they're going to be. He's on top form at the moment. So why wouldn't you play your striker that's in the most form?
Lewis, were you at the Napoli game?
Yes, I was.
So this is now yours, because you're only 11. So even I can do this arithmetic. This is your second ever Champions League game, because it's been a while since Rangers were in it. So how much are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it though.
Imagine being 11 year old and getting Rangers Liverpool in the Champions. That's
class parents, isn't it?
That's good timing.
I was
washing
up at 11 and he's going to the Champions League. Liverpool v Rangers. How's his fair, Cammy? That's well, good timing.
Because there will be Rangers fans that had to wait ages to see their team in the Champions League, but Lewis is he's just timing it right.
Living the dream.
Anyway, right, what's the score going to be, Lewis? I'll give you the final prediction because we're about to get the teams.
I think it'll be 2-1 Rangers.
2-1 Rangers, says Lewis in Rutherglen. Enjoy the game, Lewis. It was great of you to get in touch. And if you're looking for some pocket money, I don't think Marvin Bartley will last much longer on this show. So get your application in. Gabriel, who's been given the nod?
It is Antonio Colak. He's been chosen to lead the line by Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. Team news just in here at Ibrox. I'll give you the full Rangers and Liverpool sides. Only one change for the Jers from the weekend's 4-0 win over St Mirren. That's Ryan Kent, who comes back in for Aberyn Matondo. It is a four-at-the-back formation. Alan McGregor is in goal. James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, Ben Davies and Borna Barisic to the back four. John Lundstrom is in midfield. Perhaps we'll see him drop into the back five, but he's partnered by Ryan Jack in the middle at the moment with Scott Arfield just in front of him. Fashion Sakala gets a nod as well. Antonio Colak through the middle and Ryan Kent off the left. The substitutes for Rangers today, McCrory, McLaughlin, Yilmaz, Davis, Matondo, Sands, Morelos, Wright, King, Devine and Tillman. Well, what about Liverpool? We know that they had injury concerns as well. Their team is as follows. It's Alisson in goal, a defence consisting of Joe Gomez, Ibrahim Konate, Virgil van Dijk and Tsimikas. In midfield, you've got Henderson and Fabinho, and then it could be a front four. Roberto Firmino, Harvey Elliott, Carvalho and Darwin Nunez. But the massive team news coming out of Ibrox is that Antonio Colak, not Alfredo Morelos, leads the line.
Well, what do you make of that, Rangers fans? Is that the right call? Is it the wrong call? Let's get quick reaction from Ian in Rutherglen. It's Colak, Ian, it's not Morelos. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Absolutely. To be honest with you, I said last week before we played Liverpool, I says, do you know what? Even that guy, Matondo, right? Matondo and even Sakala, see the pace of them for the last 15 minutes and then Colak coming on. Wow. If we had them on for 60 minutes, I think we could have scored at least two goals. We nearly scored from that Matondo. So it shows you just the pace, the class, everything they had. What wasn't there, obviously, in the first half, we were absolutely terrible. And even there, when we still see it, bonus, you mean, the lack of energy, there was nothing there. But aye, happy with Colak. But my man, aye, definitely.
Yeah, Cammy, what do you make of the team then? We've had confirmation of it.
Yeah, again, it was probably similar to what I was kind of thinking. It was going to be a back four, and then obviously the midfield, it is more attacking. You've got Sakala, who, as I just spoke about, is probably the in-form winger that we've got at the moment. Kent, I expected to be back, and he's a big game player and one you're looking to produce, but Antonio Colak's the one that's got the nod, and rightfully so for me, because he's an in-form striker.
It's going to take big performances, isn't it, Marvin? Because Cammy, I get where he's coming from, so I'm not meant to ridicule it too much, but Sakala to be the in-form striker, in-form winger, it's not been there to really have much time to play, but he's in form in the sense that he makes the impact last week and does well at the weekend. Ian mentioned, you know, John Lundstrom. Again, have we seen the best of him recently? Have we even seen the best of James Tavernier? We've probably not seen the best of Ryan Kent. So to get anything tonight, it's going to take a big improvement for some people, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, it's going to have to be an all-round team performance. They can't afford for two or three to have off nights tonight. You know, 10, 11 players have to be bang at it today. And if Rangers do that, they're more than capable of winning the game. In terms of Sakala, you're right. You know, he's kind of came in from nowhere. He's impacted it coming off the bench. He started a game and done well. He's been rewarded today. And I think that's a massive, massive leap of faith from the manager. I think for any attacking player, when the manager says to you, if you go out there and perform, obviously, like he did against St Mirren, you're going to start the next game in the Champions League. It's absolutely key for him. And I think Sakala will honestly believe going out there today, he can take on the world. Mm. And that's absolutely massive for an attacker. You've got Colak in the middle, who's got 10 goals, I think it is, in 9 games. You've got Ryan Kent on the other side, who, as Cammy said earlier, these should be the games that he thrives under at Ibrox. You know, playing against Liverpool, if any aspirations are going down to England, you have to perform in games like tonight. And that Liverpool team is there to be beaten, by the way.
So you fancy Rangers tonight, Ian?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? I fancied them to honestly do something down there as well. But played Morelos. Do you know what? There was just lack of energy. There was lack of
it was just like a nothing, man, to be honest with you. And it was a shame for Morelos because he didn't get the service that he should have. So Rangers were at fault there. But then, obviously, the last 15 minutes, we bring on, obviously, Matondo, Sakala, Čolak. My goodness, it was a different Rangers team there.
Yeah, Čolak gets the nod tonight. Just the one change. Ryan Kent comes back in for Robbie Matondo. Is that the right team or the wrong team? And I suppose, would he make of the Liverpool team as well? 01419511025. And we'll hear your answers next.
Versus Liverpool.
Destiny has called on Rangers.
Liverpool supporters erupt the game.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Cammy Bell and Marvin Bartley are here just over an hour until kick-off between Rangers Liverpool. We're still reacting to the teams and very much still need to turn our attentions back to last night at Celtic Park. So Celtic fans, where did it go wrong? What's happened to the campaign overall? 01419511025. I feel like more often than not, Marvin, on our Champions League nights, we, for the right reason, we focus on our team and our teams and who they play and the opposition. You know, get a little interesting mention. I think when it's Liverpool and they're right on our doorstep and it's so familiar and a lot of people watch them every week, their team's every bit as interesting as the Rangers team tonight. I mean, there's obviously major injury problems. You've then got guys like Salah, who's not injured, but he's on the bench. That is, Liverpool as a club are not firing right now. They're not that confident. And that, even within that, that's still a weakened team, isn't it?
Most definitely. It definitely is. And I spoke earlier about players potentially freezing. You've got two very young players coming out here to play for...
Six changes from a team that was already disrupted with injury at the weekend.
Exactly. Gomez obviously comes in to replace Trent, but the two for me are Harvey Elliott and Carvalho. Don't get me wrong, two fantastic players on their day, no doubt about it. Boys with great, great potential. But this atmosphere, they would have seen nothing like it. Nothing like it at all. And they're two players that, if you're Rangers, you're going after them. Every time they get the ball, you're going after them to try and turn it over. I think it's a massive game for not only Liverpool, the players, but Jurgen Klopp also. You know, me and Cameron were kind of talking off air there about his press conference the other day. I think that nervous energy is going to pass down to the players. And I really, really do think Rangers can do it today. I really do.
Yeah, Cammy, there's a lot going on at Liverpool. They're miles off the form that we've been used to for the last couple of seasons. And they play Man City at the weekend and they've got injuries. So you wonder if all of that comes together to give Rangers a better chance. We should learn our lesson. Not going to say, ah, it's just, I look at them, they're full of duds. Like last week they showed how good they are. So, but if you're Rangers and you get that team sheet through the dressing room door, you'd prefer that than all the big hitters playing in at the top of their game.
100%. I just look at the team, and as Marv says, it is a weakened team. There's inexperience in that team as well. So This is a real opportunity for Rangers, and I think Rangers also will have learned from last week the mistakes they've made. I think Gio have learned that probably potentially got his team wrong, his setup wrong, maybe personnel wrong. So he has been brave, he's changed it. He wants to go after Liverpool, and Liverpool aren't in a good place at the moment. They've got a huge amount of injuries, as you say. They've got a massive game at the weekend, so how much is their fault on that game at the weekend? They are still a strong, strong team. But it's nowhere near the Liverpool we've seen over the last two or three years.
The injuries have got worse, so it is worse than last week. I mean, they've lost another game, albeit to Arsenal. It is worse than last week, but if you just go back, they didn't look like a team lacking confidence last week. Or did they? Did you put some of the missed chances from Nunez down to that? Or
I think Rangers let them off the hook last week. That's what I'm saying. I think they allowed them to build the confidence within the game. I think, you know, if Rangers would have gone after them, yes, it was difficult. It was at Anfield. I don't think there was a confident Liverpool team. I think they grew, you know, as they kept more of the ball, as they moved it about, as they got the first goal, as they got the second goal, their confidence grew. That they can't afford, Rangers cannot afford for that to happen today. And just looking at these teams, Rangers' left-hand side and Liverpool's right-hand side, for me, is where the game will be won and lost. You've got Gomez, Harvey Elliott and Firmino, it looks like, down Liverpool's right-hand side, Barisic, Lundstrom and Kent down Rangers' left. That is a side for me. I think Rangers go at Liverpool, press them high, go after them and see what happens. But I really do think that they've got more than enough Rangers to win it.
David is on the line. David, that Liverpool team, does that give you any more confidence for tonight, seeing that they've made six changes?
Yeah, confidence, of course. I actually finished off last weekend in terms of the last call. Is it going to be the Ibrox factor? That gives me confidence, but it gives me more confidence to hear the fact that we're starting with Colak, starting with Sakala. I think they're there for the taking. I think everything that Mr. Bartley's just kind of rhymed off there for me is down to a T. I think, don't get me wrong, Morelos comes with a badge. Do you know what I mean? He's got a good track record, but let's not pretend he's nowhere he was last season. We've got a man that's been scoring, you know, what, three braces back to back, you know, apart from the Liverpool game. I think if we just hit these guys hard, give them the Ibrox factor, and you've got the service of Sakala, Kent, all you need is just somebody in that box. Who cares what he does? If he does a flick, a back heel, you just want it in the back of the net, and that's what your man Colak does. So at the moment, you know, as far as the Liverpool team goes, yeah, you know, it's positive to hear that they've got weaknesses, but I'm more happy the fact that Colak and Sakala are both starting.
He has shown Cammy quite clearly that he can score chances when they come along. So the goal tally is very good, obviously, but if you watch it, if you dig a bit deeper, it's his percentage of chances that he sticks away that's the really impressive bit, because he doesn't seem to pass many up. He doesn't need many to get those goals.
No, he doesn't. And that's the most important thing, that he isn't needing 10 chances to score two goals. He's a good finisher, a very, very good finisher. We've seen that. And as you say, the percentage of chances, he needs to put one in the back of net. But this is a different level. This is where he needs to do it. But it's an opportunity for him as well. He's been waiting for this opportunity to play in the Champions League and be the main man. I think he absolutely deserves it. He's done it in domestic form, so he deserves the opportunity tonight to go and show what he can do. But again, Sakala's the one I look at, and he's got everything going forward, pace. Again, he can dribble the ball, but it's his final ball he needs to work on tonight. If he can get his final ball right, then that will be a real threat between the two of them.
It's not had the same debate, but is the midfield okay for you, David? That trio of Lundstrom, Jack and Arfield, that happy enough with that?
Enough, as I say, going, you know, from the back line right up to the midfield, happy with that. I'm surprised he's played Sakala, if I'm being honest, even though I spoke to the producer before and I said, look, actually I think your man Sakala just lacks that last quality, but he's got the pace, he can take it by players. Liverpool are leaking goals quite clearly in their domestic league. Okay, if Sakala lacks that, you know, that composure to finish, but see, if you've got Colak that sat there, you know, hand in the air, asking for it to tap it in, I think it really, really could work out pretty well. My only concern is that we don't hit them early doors. I really think I think the midfield looks good defensively, no surprises, but I just hope that Gio gives the message that don't give them any time on the ball. Don't get me wrong, I'm not going to compare apples and oranges, you know, Borussia Dortmund games and stuff, but, you know, that's the sort of thing we need to do to Liverpool. We need to hit them from the get-go and let them know. And as I say, we'll swing a few balls. Some of them might not work out, but I really think Colak's your man there. And then worst-case scenario, you know, we've had worse people on the bench than Morelos to bring on if we need somebody to kind of switch things up.
Absolutely. Thank you very much to David. I was going to say it's probably one we'll explore when we talk about Celtic later, you know, and what's the difference trying to take chances domestically versus Europe. The goals don't move, but of course the goals do move if they're at Livingston, because they've got a bent crossbar and you have to put them on wheels and get temporary goals in. Well, maybe speak to Marvin about that a bit later on. It might even feature on this if we're lucky.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Big night in the Champions League, big night on Beat the Pundit, huge night. If you want to be a part of it, 01419511025, you need to get your call in before 7 o'clock, and it could be you that takes on Marvin Bartley or Cammy Bell. Also, this seems like a good time to get involved. Celtic fans, talk to us about last night, and we'll get you on after Beat the Pundit.
This is Rangers versus Liverpool.
Destiny has called on Rangers.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
In 1 hour's time, we will be underway between Rangers and Liverpool. What a Champions League night it's going to be. You've heard the teams. How do you feel about them, Rangers fans? Do you fancy your chances? Keep the calls coming. And let's turn our attention right now to the game last night, because so much said about Celtic Leipzig. Even after the game last night, we had plenty of time for phone calls, widespread disappointment. So how do you look back on it now, Celtic fans? 01419511025. And we'll get to you after we do this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Okay, Beat the Pundit. Mark Wilson all over the place last night. A 3-1 defeat, was it? I mean, I think he was rattled because a caller came on, had a go at him. His face was going all red and he was trying to be serious, and his partner in crime, Mr. DL, wouldn't let him be serious. He kept trying to butt in, and I think it threw Mark for the rest of the night. And yeah, he lost and Beat the Pundit. So let's see what we can do tonight with Dave from Alloa. How's it going, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you. How's yourself?
Yeah, all good, all good. Have you played before, Dave? Is this the first time?
I've never played before, no, this is my first time.
I like that, that's the way I prefer it. Right, heads it will be Cammy Bell, tails it will be Marvin Bartley. Did you not... No, hold on, I got in trouble last week, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, because I was listening.
So, you lost two games ago, yeah. You lost, and then you redeemed yourself. And then I went on Saturday and said that you had lost on the Friday night, didn't I? Sorry.
Two in a row,
sorry
you said.
About that. Right, heads is Cammy, tails is Marvin. Look at this guy. There you are. Can you see that?
Oh, man. I knew I shouldn't have stood here.
Great eyesight. You can see the coin from 50 feet away.
I gave you a choice as well, man.
You can't tell that the Livy bar's bent, but you can see that coin. Right, so we'll be Marvin against Dave. So what we'll do here is...
Good luck, Dave.
Thanks, Marvin. Good luck to you.
Give Marvin some Clyde 2 to listen to. And get your questions ready, Dave. 30 seconds, just answer as many as you can, and you're fine to pass if you don't know, okay?
Okay.
Right, let's go then. 30 seconds starts now. Which side did Scott Arfield score a brace against in the League Cup earlier this season?
Pass.
Name any outfield player who's played every minute of Celtic's Champions League campaign so far.
Matt O'Reilly.
Name the only team Hearts have scored 4 goals against this season.
Motherwell.
Name either current Scottish Premiership side who've never had a player finish a top flight season as top scorer.
Pass.
How many spells did Chris Boyd have with Kilmarnock?
2.
Okay, tough questions tonight, I think. Let's bring back Marvin. Can you hear us?
I can indeed.
Same set of questions. These are tough.
How do you do, Dave?
Don't answer that, Dave. You need to be on it. These are tough.
You said that last time.
Ready?
Let's go.
Which side did Scott Arfield score a brace against in the League Cup this season?
Pass.
Name any outfield player who's played every minute of Celtic's Champions League campaign so far.
Joe Hart.
Name the only team Hearts have scored 4 goals against this season.
I'm having a stinker. Pass.
Name either current Scottish Premiership side who've never had a player finish a top flight season as top scorer.
Livingston.
How many spells did Chris Boyd have with Kilmarnock?
2.
Which English Championship side does Mark Fotheringham currently manage?
Huddersfield.
How do you think it went, Dave?
I think Marvin's beat me quite comfortably, to be honest.
Oh, I'm not, Dave. I'm not, pal. That was terrible.
These were tough. They were tough.
Who thought these questions? Like,
two nights in a row they've been tough,
I think.
He's just in a...
We're on till midnight and you're doing this.
I know. Scott Arfield scored the brace against...
Queen of the South.
Queen of the South.
Said it before.
Yeah. And none of you got it. I must admit, I'm going to deduct points for this.
Yeah, listen. Honestly, listen to the question.
Name any outfield player.
Oh, I was having a panic up.
I can see
that. What happens?
Joe Hart.
I feel like I'm at Ibrox and I froze.
I know sometimes he comes out of his box and whatnot, but it wasn't Joe Hart, funnily enough. Any outfield player who's played every minute of Celtic's Champions League campaign. Unfortunately, Dave, it wasn't Matt O'Reilly either.
Carl Vickers?
No, he was injured, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Taylor.
That's what I wrote down.
Jens or Juranovic. They're the only three. The only team Hearts have scored 4 against this season. Come on. Remember, everyone was scoring for fun against Dundee United. One of the games that did for Jack Ross. 0-0 after
great
three
game,
questions.
Dave. Great
guys.
Game. The fans are loving this. Nice and attacking.
Name either current Scottish Premiership side who've never had a player finish a top flight season as top scorer. Livingston was one of the answers.
Yes.
I can't believe it, Dave. He's just guessed.
Who did Dave say?
I just got confused with that one.
It's the person asking the questions, Dave. You're right, pal.
No, I think it's quite a confusing question. To hear that under time pressure.
What did Dave say?
I think Dave said Motherwell. Did you?
You got it wrong anyway, wouldn't
you? You got it wrong. Michael Higden would have been the answer.
Okay.
I thought it was a tough question under time pressure. Marvin got it. And how many spells did Chris Boyd have with Kilmarnock? You both said two, it's three.
Okay, 1-0 Marvin 1-0 still.
1-0 after all these questions.
That's fine, I'm still winning.
Unfortunately, Dave didn't get any more questions.
Oh, Davey boy, Dave, Dave.
Well done, Marvin.
And
well,
Mark cheers, Fotheringham mate. Is the Huddersfield manager, so 2-0.
Listen, a win's a win. Sometimes it has to be ugly, you have to scrap it out, and that's what I did today.
Unlucky, Dave. Hard lines, it's a zero, I'm afraid.
Unlucky, Dave. If you play Cammy, mate, you'd have won.
With a zero. Dave in Alloa, I must admit, it takes some performance to think that Joe Hart's an outfield player and still win.
That's because when you play against Livy, he's always on the halfway line.
Sheer panic on his face halfway through that there.
Had a stinker. I still won, I'm buzzing. Was that 5 wins from 6 games?
Yeah, it is.
I'm not asking your last rhetorical question.
You've won 2 of your last 3 is the way I prefer. That's a better
whatever
ratio.
Floats your boat, mate.
Right, Celtic fans, what do you think of last night? You've had a bit of time. The initial emotion may have gone. You may still feel the exact same though. Was it all about missed chances again? If so, what's going on? How do you fix that? Was there more to it? What else was part of your undoing? Already with 2 games to spare, you cannot progress from that Champions League group. So how disappointing is that? And how do you feel about the overall picture? 0141 951 1025. It was a 2-0 defeat by RB Leipzig on the night. Whilst you get your calls into us, and please do, here was Ange Postecoglou's assessment.
Yeah, it's disappointing, I guess. Disappointing for our fans, and disappointed for the lads as well. You know, we shared all the effort and endeavour to try and win a game of football. But yeah, as we found out at this level, if you don't take your chances, it's then very hard to convert sort of all that into a result. So disappointed. You know, I just want the players to get the rewards for their, like I said, endeavours. I'm trying to get us to play a certain way for a reason to you know, be successful. But you know, at this level, if you don't take those opportunities, eventually that's going to hurt you one way or another. And it's been sort of the story of our campaign so far. It's been a tale of missed opportunities, and from my perspective, it's just, like I said, disappointing that for our fans and for the players that they don't get a reward for their efforts.
Marvin Wales, the callers, get in touch with their assessment, and please do, Celtic fans, right now, 01419511025. What did you make of it?
Kind of the same as Andrew, you know, he said, you know, if you're not at the top end of the pitch, if you don't take your chances, then it's very, very difficult because they are few and far between when you do play in the Champions League. And I was kind of looking at Celtic's kind of record in the Champions League in terms of goals they've scored, you know, in the amount of games. And you look at them in the league, it's chalk and cheese. But obviously they create that many chances in the league that, you know, your conversion percentage doesn't have to be as high. But, you know, it's tough. You're playing in the Champions League, but that's where the big money players are. You look at, you know, Leipzig's front line. They're worth absolute fortunes. You know, Werner went to Chelsea however long ago it was for a ridiculous amount of money. They've got one of the most, you know, Chelsea are trying to sign another one of their strikers. So it's very, very difficult. And, you know, I've seen some stuff online, you know, people saying, oh, Celtic haven't evolved and all these sorts of things. I think they have. I really do. I think, you know, if you watch out, if they can get the Champions League 3-4 years in a row, obviously they'll keep improving. But financially, it's very, very difficult for Scottish clubs, for the money they earn domestically, to then go and compete in the Champions League when it's one-off seasons. So, you know, obviously, as Anne said, it's been disappointing, but, you know, I think they can't be too disheartened.
What do you think, Cammy? It feels like when you just sit and watch the games and just use your own eyes, it feels like Celtic are perfectly, what would the right word be, capable of competing in the balance of play within those games. But that's not going to keep you warm when you've got 1 point out of 4 games and your Champions League hopes are over with 2 games to spare. So you can see both sides of it. What side, if any, do you subscribe to? Is it undeniably just, is it a terrible campaign because of where they are, or is it fine margins, missed chances?
Fine margins for me. Again, we're at the elite level of competition in football, and that's where obviously we want Rangers and Celtic to be. But it's just fine margins when they've had the opportunities, because they've created, listen, a number of opportunities, not even just last night, throughout the campaign. They've had great opportunities. You look back to the Real Madrid game at Celtic Park, they had big chances in that first half. If they'd just converted them, then it could have been a different result that night. But these are, as Marv said, Rangers and Celtic can't afford a £50 million striker. If they do get a £50 million striker, which Celtic have found that on their hands, potentially now looking at Dembele where he's went to, and obviously Odson Edouard, they have to sell them. That's just ultimately what happens with big players at Rangers and Celtic. They can't compete, and when the big money offers come in, they have to sell them. But yeah, it's just fine margins, but they're there or thereabouts. They're nearly there. They're learning from the experience, and I agree with Marv. They're moving forward definitely, and I think they will benefit from this experience. They've still got two games. I don't think Ange will give up on them, as he said, and he'll treat them as games that he'll expect points out of definitely.
Let's bring in Billy, who's a Celtic fan in Shettleston. How do you look back on it, Billy?
Good evening, panel. After watching the game last night, what I see here and what I feel like at the moment, the way Celtic are playing, is they seem to have lost that wee bit of spark, that edge that we were playing with before. It was coming naturally to them. It seems to be the case now that it doesn't appear to be that way. And as for the games in the Champions League, and we all know it's a step up, it's a huge step up for Celtic and Rangers, but I seem to feel that the teams that we're playing against, it's like a boxing match, if you like. No, once it gets to the championship rounds, they step on the gas and show their class, kind of a thing. No, yeah. Celtic for about an hour or so are there or thereabouts. Once they've run out of gas, they seem to find that extra yard and play in behind the team and stuff like that. No,
yeah. What do you think, Marvin? Do they run out of gas at this level?
Potentially. I just think, you know, as Billy says there, it is kind of like boxing, and it's very, very difficult, listen, to compete with these teams at that level for that period of time, because look at their front line, for example, yesterday. You know, they're worth over £150 million. As Cammy says, that's never going to happen for a Scottish team. You're never going to have, you know, four players at your disposal like that. Potentially they do. People have said it domestically as well, the way that Celtic play. You know, they are full, they're in your face, you know, they're pressing constantly. And at the time they do run out of gas. I think when they run out of gas domestically, sometimes teams aren't good enough to take advantage of it. I think in a Champions League, when they run out of gas, they do get punished.
Can you not, you know, if we're using boxing analogy, can you not give a bloody nose now and then, though? I mean, Shakhtar got a point away at Real Madrid last night. I know Man City went down to 10 men, but, you know, they were held. Even our clubs have done it, they've caused shock. So, yeah, if you're talking about 38 game seasons or more often than not in the Champions League, we know we can't compete financially. But what do you do then, Cammy? You can't just roll over and accept that every time, because we've just spent the first hour looking at ways Rangers might have a chance. Otherwise, we'd be as well going up the road at 8 o'clock, because Liverpool have more money, Rangers won't win. Let's end the show and go home. You know, it's not that simple, surely.
No, it's not. I mean, it's about being more ruthless and understanding that you're only going to get a certain amount of opportunities before the opposition then takes an opportunity. So it's these fine margins. Again, goals change games. If Celtic score, I know they're saying run out of steam, but I don't think so. I just think you end up being punished because you've not took your opportunities, and then the opposition are that good that they're going to take an opportunity or there's a mistake happens, as we've seen previously in games where big moments, Joe Hart made a mistake and that kind of cost them in that moment in time.
This is what must frustrate Ange Postecoglou, though, because generally what Cammy's just said, that's something that you always expect from Scottish clubs when they do step up and they do get into that European stage. Look, it's almost like when Livy go to Celtic Park or whatever, you always hear, look, you might only get one chance, you might only get two chances, so you need to take it. Celtic are getting way more than that. I don't know, I know stats aren't for everyone. You can spin them both ways, but I don't know if you've seen the expected goals for Celtic.
Exactly what I was looking at there,
And for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's a fairly sophisticated system of looking at how many goals a team should have scored based on the quality of their chances. So it's better than, you know, shots on target. Celtic should have six according to this theory in the group stages. And they've got one goal and an own goal. So that's pretty clear that they're underperforming in front of goal. And what Cammy says about, you know, you need to take these chances when they come along. Surely even take half your chances when they come along, or take a small percentage of them. But they're not even doing that.
No, most definitely. And like you said, that's why those players at the top end have paid the big money. And Celtic are creating these chances. But you also have to think that there's the evolution going on at Celtic. And, you know, some of these players are playing the Champions League for the first time. There's a massive pressure when you play. That's the pinnacle of club football, what these guys are doing. And any other day of the week, playing domestically, they take these chances all day long. As Ange said, they'll be better for these experiences. So when they come next year and they're creating the same amount of chances, they'll probably score more goals. And that's one thing you can always look at. They are creating chances. They're playing the way Ange wants them to play. They're not going to the Champions League and sitting off the game. So they are evolving as teams. They are getting better. Yes, they look tired at times, but I genuinely believe 2 or 3 years of them constantly being in the Champions League, Celtic will be able to be a force and you'll be looking at the top two.
That said, Billy, it's fine. You're saying, well, you know, creating good chances and fine lines, but the hard facts are bottom of the table, 1 point, can't progress already. Is that, I mean, that's the more important bit than the expected goals or whatever else, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, but I think we all kind of knew at the start of the campaign that we accepted that that might be the case, if you get what I mean. But at the same time, it's disappointing once you're there to actually experience it and see what has progressed, and you think about the chances you've all spoke about there, the what ifs, if they're taken. I just feel like the forwards are snatching at things at that level, whereas on a Saturday midweek domestic level, they don't snatch at those chances. They seem to have a wee bit more composure about them when it comes to taking those chances compared to the level in the Champions League. Maybe it's a mentality thing. They feel like they can't help themselves but snatch at it because there's not going to be many of them coming round.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Cammy, it seems like they've all had a go at it. In the first 2 minutes against Real Madrid, Lila Bada goes through on goal and misses a chance, and it seems to have set the tone for Celtic's entire group stage. He's had others. Last night, Kyogo had a couple. Giakoumakis had some. Even last night, big chances fell to Greg Taylor and Aaron Moy when he came on. But what do you do about that? How do you make somebody just, you know, put the ball in the back of the net? As everyone's been saying, if you're not creating chances, you can say, okay, you know, the tactics are wrong, yep, or the patterns of play are wrong. But if you get into those areas but just don't take them, is it just about a lack of quality?
No, I don't know. And it's difficult because you've just named 8 players there, so Ange can't change 8 players. If it's one player that's consistently missing, then obviously you can change personnel. But it's going throughout the whole Celtic team. I don't know if it is they're getting anxious with the chances. Are they thinking in the back of their head, look, we're not going to get as many chances as we do domestically, so I need to put this in the back of the net?
You've got time to think like that. I'm asking you, you're at the other end.
No, but I don't think you do, but there's that pressure. Listen, mm-hmm, there's much more pressure on a game for Celtic against Real Madrid than there is a game against St Mirren.
No, he was definitely thinking of that.
100% he looked at me.
I moved away from it. No, but you know what I mean? There's much more pressure on these games because the expectation of the fans, and just even the rewards that come with getting points and obviously developing in the Champions League, which they can't do anymore, but the Europa League, there's still that pressure to try and get these results. Mm. So it's really difficult, and I think Ange will be sitting there looking and going, what do I need to do? Because we are creating chances, and it's not just one player, it's a number of players in the team that haven't put the ball in the back of the net.
Thank you, Billy. What about the rest of you Celtic fans? Do you agree or disagree with what you're hearing? Now would be a good time to share it. 01419511025, and we'll get you on next.
This is Rangers versus Liverpool.
Destiny has called on Rangers.
Liverpool supporters erupt again.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Cammy Bell and Marvin Bartley are here. Do you want the best news of the night? Because this is new territory for you. I think, Cammy, you had the pleasure, and that's got to be the word of an extended show at the end of last season for a European night. You get off the hook on the full-time teaser.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when we're on till 11 and there's a lot happening and we're building up to the game, so...
Luckily for Cammy, he doesn't let me get many of them right anyway. Yeah, with me, so...
You're off the hook. You listening at home are not off the hook, though, because we're still looking for you to submit your questions to be used in the future. So fulltime@clyde1.com. That's fulltime@clyde1.com. Connor is a Celtic fan from Falkirk. A lot's already been said about last night, Connor. What's your take on it?
Well, like listening to your producer, you look at the Celtic squad, how many of them have actually ever played in the Champions League before? We've got boys like Kyogo, Hatate, you know, O'Reilly came for MK Dons. This squad has only been playing together for about a season, maybe a season and a bit. See, I mean, in the Champions League, we're not going to go into the Champions League and absolutely dominate any teams. But this squad is basically brand new. Do you know what I mean? It's going to take at least another 2-3 windows and another season or two before this team can be called, or this squad can be called, a Champions League squad. Right now, we're not a Champions League squad. I was surprised we even won the league this last season. I think many Celtic fans were expecting to finish second, obviously, but to, you know, close the gap on Rangers. We didn't expect to win the league last season, but we did. That was a huge bonus. But this squad we've got on the Champions League ready. It showed. Do you know what I mean? We need at least another season or two before we think about pushing in the Champions League 100%. And people genuinely forget, especially Celtic fans, genuinely forget that this squad that we've got the new, they've only been playing for a season. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but do you just set the sights there? Is that do you understand why people find that tough, Connor? You know, because some people would still look at the squad as inexperienced it is and say, well, it did win the league and we had high hopes for them and we expect them to have more than 1 point on the board after four games, because there's degrees of success. Can Celtic go on and get to the latter stages? Obviously that is a stretch. Even getting out the group, you know, tough, but you know, to be out of it with two games to go, are people not still entitled to expect a bit more?
Hope I expect no. I don't think they should be expecting much.
That's fair.
Especially in Europe, in the Champions League, for this Celtic squad right now. Europa League, I mean, I think we're possibly good enough to finish third. I'd be disappointed if we didn't finish third. However, even coming into this Champions League, I says to my brother and everything, I says, look, I'd rather finish third. I think this squad we've got, they're Europa League ready. That's like quality. Do you know what I mean? Europa League quality, no Champions League quality. Neither are Rangers, if they've shown the three games that they've played already. Scottish teams aren't the Champions League quality right now.
Yeah, such a tough one, Marvin, because this inferiority complex that we've got. I mean, I accept that Shakhtar have been in the Champions League, you know, regularly, and they are. But let's sort of state the obvious here. They are decimated because of things far more important than football. They lost all their Brazilian players that they were always famous for. Their home games aren't even in Ukraine. They're able to go to Real Madrid and just do it on that one off. You know, can they compete with Real Madrid? No. Can they go on and win the Champions League? No. We'll even get to the latter stages? No. But is there still room for Celtic to even get a win on the board? Or, you know, put it this way, if you'd watched, which you did, the Shakhtar Celtic game,
yeah,
could you have envisaged that night that they would be on 5 points and Celtic would be on what? Celtic absolutely ran over the top of them for the vast majority of the game away from home. Other teams seem to find a knack. Or is that all the experience then that Connor's on about?
Yeah, I think I said it earlier about the experience and, you know, stepping up in levels, how difficult it is. And, you know, Connor makes a fabulous point. How many of the players for Celtic that started the game have played Champions League before? I think I counted 8 players 24 or younger within that Celtic starting 11 in their last Champions League game yesterday. And that's why I talk about that team evolving. Imagine those players in 2-3 years' time. They're not even in their peak yet. You know, they're going to Champions League for the first time. O'Reilly playing, like Connor said, League One football last season. Yes, you look at Shakhtar and these sorts of teams, and that's who you're trying to emulate. That's the next step for Celtic, because these teams have been in the Champions League. How many times do you see them in the Champions League? Shakhtar, for example, they're in there a lot. The money that brings, the players you can then bring through, sell on, you know, you bring better players and you sell them on for more money, improve your squad. That's what happens, you know. It's a cycle, and Celtic are just at the start.
But when you watch the games, Connor, when you watch that Shakhtar game, or even when you watched last night, what you're seeing with your eyes, does that strike you as being Celtic aren't this level? Or do you draw that conclusion because of the results, because of the missed chances? Do you see what I mean? It's not like Celtic go into these games, everybody completely wipes the floor with them, they can't touch the ball, and you think, oh, they don't belong at this level.
No, like, I watched the game, obviously, last night, and if we were Champions League ready, I think some of the chances would have been in the net. Do you know what I mean? I don't like to.
What does that mean then? You need better players at the top end of the pitch, or these guys will put those chances away next year, or what's your hope?
No, I just think that they need experience and taking the. I hate to bring down the Scottish League, but week in, week out, we play against teams like St Johnstone and, no offence, but Livingston and stuff, right? These teams that we're playing against in the Champions League, they play against much superior opposition every single week. So they're used to knowing that if you miss a chance like that, that comes around very far and few between. Do you know what I mean? So we need to learn to take your chances, and I think playing in the Champions League season in, season out, I think it's going to help us hugely. And I think in the next 2 seasons or something, I think we'll be in the knockout stages of the Champions League.
Tommy?
Yeah, listen, I agree with you that the experience will help and develop these players that are at Celtic. Celtic's challenge is they need to keep a hold of the players when they're at the top of the game and not sell them. And you'll learn from the experience as well. But I feel as if probably the frustration from a Celtic fans' point of view, or some of them, is that they aren't getting blown away. They're not, again, they're very close in these games. It is fine margins, big moments in games. It's been missed chances. If they take them chances, it's a different game. Mistakes that have cost Celtic so far as well. So it's fine margins. So don't think they're far away. I totally agree, they will be better for the experience. But I think the frustration is that they're not getting blown away here. They're just getting beat by small margins.
Sure, that's a positive though, Cam. You know, if you're a manager or a coach and you're seeing in the final third, we are creating the chances, we're just not taking them at this moment in time. You know, because sometimes it's down to a little bit of luck as well. You know, you might play in the Champions League next season, and some of these chances that Celtic haven't taken, like you said, expected goals that they haven't scored, all of a sudden they go in, and it's a totally different tournament we're looking at. So they are creating it. If you're performing well, it will come. Scoring goals will come. These players can score goals. They stepped up to another level from the domestic league to the Champions League for the first time. So, you know, once they get that kind of experience, as Cammy and Connor have said, I think they'll be better for it, much better.
And I do take the point, Cammy, because everything always depends which lens you view it through. You know, and we get very caught up in everything. If you were to think, as Connor says, last year no one expected Celtic to win the league. Fast forward a year, it's a disgrace that they can't get out of the Champions League group. So maybe, I don't know, we're not very good at taking a step back in Scottish football, because week to week we're so caught up in it.
No, I agree. And listen, it's definitely not a disgrace. And I think that they're a very, very good team. Listen, and they're showing that on these occasions. It's just these big moments in games that haven't went their way, whether that's down to a bit of luck or a bit of quality. They've not made the right decision at that time. But these are the small margins that make the difference in the Champions League. You get away with it domestically because you'll maybe get another two or three opportunities to put the ball in the back of it. Somebody eventually does it. But something that's really positive for me in this Champions League campaign for Celtic is the way that Ange has went about it. He said at the start, look, we're not going to change our style. We need to test ourselves. We need to be true to ourselves, the way that we play, and see where we're at. And I think he'll learn a lot of where they are actually at this moment in time.
Thank you, Connor. 01419511025 or Twitter at Clyde SSB. Napoli 4, Ajax 2. It's been a cracking game, that, by the way. So fair play to Ajax, because they looked like they could have been dead and buried at one point. But 4-2. And Napoli have only just scored the fourth right there at the end of the game. So I think we know who's going to win Rangers group, Marvin. That's them going on to 12 points. The good news for Rangers in a Europa League sense is that Ajax remain on 3. So for all Rangers' perceived difficulties so far, Ajax have now played 4 games and are stuck there on 3 points. So if, and it's a big if Rangers can do the business tonight, things will start to look very different.
Most definitely. And then you look at the last game, obviously Ajax have Liverpool next, but the last game's at Ibrox, Rangers v Ajax, you know, and that could be the one that decides to go through. So I think if you'd offered Rangers this, you know, at the start, you know, last game, it's in your hands to do that. Obviously, we know they've got a couple of games come before that, they would have taken it. But yeah, you know, Napoli have been absolutely fantastic in this group. Everyone expected Liverpool. Napoli have been brilliant. But now it's over to Rangers, you know, Rangers v Liverpool. Hope they can get something from it.
Should be a good game. Let's bring in John and Giffnock. How's it going, John? Are you well?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure. Nice to hear from you. What's your point tonight?
Yeah, I'm just listening tonight, and I think that really we need to kind of just, and particularly yourself, you know, take a more balanced view and trying to bring down Scottish football and try and suggest that we can compete with teams who have players across the team, midfield, defence at £75 million and upwards, and say that we're being defeatist, we're being negative. We're just being realistic that we're playing in a small league with not a lot of money. And yet you seem to think that we're underachieving. Across the board, Rangers, Celtic, whatever team you support, you just have to maybe be a little bit more balanced about how you view this.
Did you say I was bringing down Scottish football by doing that?
Well, I would say that you're trying to suggest that fans are being too pessimistic about what you should expect from their team.
But is that bringing down Scottish football? It's not the opposite. Is it not trying, just at least trying to have a little bit of belief that maybe on the odd night we can punch above our weight and sort of show that money is the most important thing for sure, but just every now and then you can go and do it?
I think
it's not talking down Scottish football at all, is it? It's got to be the opposite.
I think words are easy to say. You know we might punch above our weight now and again. You know, we're talking about professional football teams here with the best coaches in the world, and I don't think you can just sort of flippantly say that we can just kind of punch above our weight, do this, do that. It's not as easy as that.
But it depends, though, doesn't it? Because, look, although the Champions League is the elite level, there are degrees of good teams within that, John. I mean, I assume you're a Celtic fan. Leipzig are very good, and yes, they spend a lot more money than Celtic do, and they're worth a lot more money, but they're still not the absolute elite. I mean, could Celtic not have won that game last night? Even you watched it. They did enough within it to win it, did they not?
Well, I would try and maybe just keep it a bit more general and say that when you play football week in, week out, and you're not being pressed, you're not subject to high press the way that these teams are, it's very difficult to turn it on.
Yeah, but not impossible, though. Because Rangers beat Leipzig last season, didn't they?
Yeah, but you have to go back now to last season. That was Europa League.
Yeah, but it's the same team, though. I mean, Leipzig, regardless of which competition it was in, I'm assuming they're of a similar level. They finished fourth in the Bundesliga last year, and, you know, they've had a difficult start to this year.
Well, look at Timo Werner. Do you think he's a similar level from Leipzig? He's just come from Chelsea.
The point of John, Leipzig are obviously of a similar level to what they were last season. Surely we can agree on that. Similar.
Why do you think that?
Because they finished fourth in the Bundesliga last season.
Yeah.
So where are they in the Bundesliga at the moment?
Why do you think that you're trying to compare the Europa League now to the Champions League?
No, I'm trying to compare RB Leipzig with RB Leipzig, which seems a fairly accurate comparison.
What, with a year apart? Different players, different staff?
No, not a year. My arithmetic's never been my strong point, but maybe 6 months.
Yeah. No, we're talking about a season, a changeover, you know, they're buying players, transfer market, etc.
So are RB Leipzig much better now than when Rangers beat them last season?
I wouldn't be so sure.
Right.
But what I'm saying to you is it's a different style of football that the Old Firm have to play against week in, week out, and you expect them for 3 or 4 games at the start of the season to be able to switch to play against a much higher quality team. And there's a reason why they paid 50, 60 million for a player. If they could get them for £4 million, they would do that. So there must be a difference in the class of player. Surely you must see that.
I think this has now gone quite far to the point, but I'm obviously trying to counter. I don't think you'll ever catch me, John, saying that they don't spend more money and that it's not more difficult. I think that's like alarmingly obvious. It's just about exploring sometimes, Marvin, if we can do a bit more. Don't think there's any shame in that and being ambitious.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I definitely get both your points. And like you're saying, like, can we do a bit more? And just then when you guys were talking, I was kind of looking at the prize money that, you know, because John was talking about domestically and everything else. And I think, like, Leipzig, it was €71 million that they got for finishing where they finished last season.
Celtic would have got about 3 for winning the league.
Exactly. Yep. Plus whatever they got for the Champions League. So even, you know, without us, if we don't get the Champions League for Rangers and Celtic, I think it sets them back years and years. But like I said, we can be more ambitious, most definitely.
You're the Livingston assistant manager. Do you just go, every time you play Celtic, do you think, oh, well, can't do anything here because they've got more money?
No, most definitely.
So it's the exact same.
But it's not, because I would say the standard, for example, between a Celtic and
Leipzig.
No, I'm saying.
So you think
Celtic,
there's a bigger gap between Leipzig and Celtic than there is between Celtic and Livy?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You watched the game last night.
If we were playing Celtic, for example, at home, on the Astro at Tony Macaroni, on the Astro turf, right? I would say I would give us a better chance than obviously Celtic v Leipzig. I would.
But look how close Celtic were last night.
I know. I totally get that, but I would still give us a better chance than that. I think when you go to that elite level and you're spending, you know, 20 million on Werner, but he'd gone for 60 million the year before. Yeah. Those players are the elite. And like you're saying, it's a top end that is the most difficult thing in football to replace. So I get what you're saying. I get what both of you are saying. But I just think, you know, the Champions League really is the elite and we can't expect to do things. I get what you're saying. Should do better. Trying to do better. I think if Celtic could have went and sat behind the ball, maybe they had more of a chance. But Andy's trying to evolve it. It's not a short-term thing that he's trying to do. It's long-term.
I think weirdly, despite the accusations of talking it down, I feel like it's the opposite, Cammy, because I watched the game last night and Celtic are extremely close to getting something out of that game. So how does that happen if apparently there's this massive gulf that can't be overcome when Celtic were so close to doing it last night?
No, and I think that's why the Celtic fans are split here. Some of them are frustrated and looking at it from that point of view that, like, listen, there's not much between the teams. I said that just before. When in these games, when you analyse them back, there's big moments that again, if Celtic take chances, and we spoke about the need to learn to take chances, and it's really, really important at this level that they do take chances at the right time. Big moments in big games, Joe Hart makes a mistake that then costs them. They'll learn from these mistakes, but I don't think they're far away, and I think that's why there's a lot of frustration out there from the Celtic fans, because they know they are very close. They know that in some of these games, when they look back at them, that they probably should have took points.
01419511025. Thank you very much, Sean. Nice to hear from you. We are back to Ibrox next.
Versus Liverpool.
Destiny has called on Rangers.
Liverpool supporters erupt again.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Fast approaching kickoff, just over 10 minutes to go at Ibrox Rangers against Liverpool. Let's go back to Ibrox and speak to Gabriel. It must be building up nicely there.
Yeah, it certainly is, Gordon. You can hear the atmosphere behind me. Fans cannot wait for this game. And as we were speaking about earlier, they're just waiting for that moment. No points, no goals yet in the Champions League. But tonight could be the night that it all changes. Giovanni van Bronckhorst has promised to adapt his tactics from last week's defensive game plan at Anfield to play more on the front foot, really go for Liverpool, especially in the opening 10 minutes. He knows that if Rangers lose here, they almost certainly won't be playing European football in the new year. Despite those Champions League woes, they have won 3 of their last 4 games. A lot of that can be put down to Antonio Colak. He's got 13 goals already this season and is preferred up front to Alfredo Morelos. Now, Van Bronckhorst has reverted to a 4 at the back formation after last week's display at Anfield. There's only one change from the victory over St Mirren on Saturday. Ryan Kent in for Rabin Matondo. I'll give you the Rangers 11 again. It's Alan McGregor in goal. Captain James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, Ben Davies and Borna Barisic to the back four. Ryan Jack, John Lundstrom and Scott Arfield are the midfield three. The Fashion Sakala, Antonio Colak and Ryan Kent as the front three. Liverpool winless on the road this season. Could it be Rangers night?
Yeah, just building up to kickoff. Where are we? Just over 10 minutes to go. So all the ceremony about to take place, the Champions League music and all the rest of it. Let's quickly hear from Jurgen Klopp, get his pre-match thoughts.
The only thing we can do is to keep fighting, and that's what we'll do, and everybody who wanted to see it could see it. We fought against Arsenal really hard. And that's what we'll do tomorrow night, because we have to do it, because Rangers, not only after what Giovanni van Bronckhorst said in the press conference or in the interviews, they want to put things right and they want to get the points in the Champions League group, and they tried it with a, I'm not sure how to say it, but maybe rather defensive approach, 5 in the back, and now they want to attack and want to go for it in a great atmosphere. Never played here. I'm really excited to experience that. And that's a tough game in a different competition, and that's what we have to do.
Interesting to see their approach tonight. Cammy, last week it was just all very comfortable. In their own world, they're not having a good time. Far from it, and just wonder how they'll approach things tonight.
Yeah, again, listen to him speak. He's talking about keep fighting, and that's worrying for Liverpool point of view, that he's talking about fighting, because they've got so much quality, but it's just not happening for them at the moment. They are low in confidence. They've got a lot of injuries. They've got big games coming up. There's a lot on their mind tonight. So for me, it points in the right direction of Rangers getting a positive result. But Rangers need to perform. Liverpool still got some phenomenal talent on show. They'll be coming to Ibrox to win the game. It's a big game for them, because they'll want to get confidence back. Jurgen Klopp, I wouldn't say he's under pressure, but he's not enjoying what he's seen at the moment. So he'll be wanting to turn that around as quickly as possible, and he'll be wanting that to start tonight.
I mean, Marvin, they're not quite in a position where they can take their foot off the gas. I mean, they maybe know they can't catch Napoli. Ajax are only 3 points behind. I wonder every manager says they want to win every game. I wonder how crucial Jurgen Klopp really thinks tonight is.
I think it's massively crucial, Gordon. And the reason is, not only for the Champions League, obviously getting the 3 points in that, you've got Man City at the weekend. Mm. One thing you don't want to go in is, with a lazy performance against Rangers and you're trying to raise it for Manchester City.
Sure, but does Rangers then become the second most important game of the next 4 days for Liverpool?
But it's the one that's now, your next game, no matter what you say, is always the most important. And this one, definitely. Listen, if Rangers were to turn over Liverpool today, you know, that doesn't bode well for them at all. They're a team lacking confidence. They were beaten by Arsenal the other day. They lose today's game and all of a sudden Rangers on 3 points, Ajax on three, Liverpool on six. They're not guaranteed second place.
What a night it's going to be. Rangers against Liverpool, a battle of Britain at Ibrox, and it kicks off next.